The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing 1, 2. I sound perfect. How do you sound?
Okay, wait.
Hello. Testing.
You sound great, too.
This is Bonnie McFarlane coming at you live from our basement.
Our finished basement.
Oh, sorry.
In our.
We have a podcasting room now. And so take that.
Podcasting room. We store clothes down here. It's also a guest room if we pull the curtains closed.
It's also a guest room if we don't pull the curtains closed, to be fair.
We had the fax machine, the printer down here.
Wow.
The printer. Well, back in the day, fax machines were printers and fax machines.
Together.
Yeah.
I never understood. I could never figure out how to make a fax machine work.
Okay. Anyhow, Bonnie, we're going to talk about Bonnie was out in L.A. I just want to address something real quick for the last time. Get it over with and address something real quick.
What, about me?
Oh, no. No, I have nothing to address about you. You're perfect. First, growing up is, I never understood.
What is this?
How?
It's too much dramatic, posturing at the beginning. I know something's coming.
No, I just never understood how someone could be so obsessed with anybody. Maybe an ex-girlfriend or boyfriend you're obsessed with, but that should pass. But somebody you don't know, somebody you probably never met, you definitely didn't hang out with. Like growing up, like when I watched sports, basketball, I used to.
Is this about Kobe Bryant?
No.
What is this about?
Get into it. Listen.
No, you're taking too long.
No, I'm not. I'm setting it up. Oh, Jesus sorry, Christ. Sorry. You know, growing up in basketball, I loved Earl Monroe and Pistol Pete. I didn't obsess about them. I didn't grow up, going, I'm going to stalk them or I'm going to write to them or anything. Well, then again, Pistol Pete passed away. You know, those bands growing up, I used to like The Who. That was my favorite band but I never. Now, I have a guy that's so obsessed with me. That writes to Bonnie. I addressed this once, and this is the last time I'm going to address it, because the fucking guy is out of his mind.
Okay, but I... First of all, I have no... Like, honestly, this is so antithetical to how I would deal with
this.
Yeah,
well, you deal
with
this.
It's a guy... It's amusing...
Oh,
it's amusing to say the least. I have no idea why it hits you in a way
because
that
they're so wrong.
Who cares? It's one dude.
He's a fucking psycho. Because I'm going to be selling CDs somewhere. What?
You're recording over it again.
Don't worry, Raina. Relax.
I'm already.
Do you want to restart it?
No, we can't.
Fix it. You can. Still keep all this and I can just fix it for you.
You can't fix it. You don't know how to fix it.
I do. I know how to work GarageBand. It's fairly easy.
No, you can fix it.
Yes, I can. Yeah, you're right.
It's a template.
That doesn't mean anything. I still fix it.
How do you... Tell me, how would you fix it? No, I'm not going to stop it.
Well, she's not going to tell you just either...
Let me... How would you fix it?
Next time we do it, she'll come down and fix it. I mean, you were just on the phone with the guy for...
And he didn't tell me how to fix it.
It's so easy.
It's not easy. Nothing's easy. All right, go. How do you like the new room?
It's terrible. You use shower curtains.
It's not shower curtains. These are curtains.
Well, they're terrible.
All right, can I finish? So this psycho crazy man.
Goodbye, Ray.
Goodbye.
Man, living with a 12-year-old is like living with a troll. It's like an internet troll that just constantly.
That's true. You're right. You're a troll.
You're a troll.
We're going to build you a bridge to live under. Ooh, oh, yeah. Your vagina's a troll, so she must be talking to you. Oh, she's talking to me. Okay, let me just move on. Get this out of the way. So, you know, we talked about, he talked about my sobriety, gambling, this, that, Nicorette gum, whatever. He's so obsessed. He's worried about how much fucking gum I chew a day. And
He's hate obsessed, or there should be a word for it that when you.
Yeah, it's called not having a life.
But I know this from someone else who's telling me that they, when they don't like something, they get obsessive about it or someone, and then they'll find out everything about them. And
get at who told you that?
Someone that I worked with, but I don't want to say who. I don't want to say their name. I don't know why. Oh. And maybe they don't want people to know that.
Well, okay. So I was on Artie Lang's podcast, which he follows Artie too. I guess he's one of those guys that follow. Just, you know.
So he does listen to a lot of podcasts.
Or he just follows whatever I do. Probably funny, whatever I do.
If you look at it in the terms of your character on these shows, and you like doing it and playing it up and the creeps with kids, is to be some kind of pompous douche at
times. I am a fucking douche, but...
Okay, well then...
Do not take his side. Do not...
I'm not taking his side. I'm just saying, here's, you know, you've... Why? I just don't understand why you would care about one
because
person who is.
Then why do you block him on Instagram? Why do you keep taking his stuff?
I'm amused by it, to be honest with you.
Oh, you're amused by somebody trash. If somebody was trashing
it seems
you,
perfectly harmless. If you want, if you want me to block him,
I
retweeted or regrammed some of the things that he said because they're funny.
Yeah, they're funny.
I like, screenshotted them and like.
Yeah, and you sent them to me. They're not funny.
No, but I put them on.
If somebody talked about you like that, I would fucking tell them to go fuck themselves.
I know, because you like...
No, because I don't like anybody talking about my spouse negative, okay?
I'm not going to... Listen to me. Listen to me right now. And I am not going to engage with people that I don't know or have any... They have no...
Then you
they
would,
do not
then,
live in my brain. So no, I'm not going to like.
Then why don't you block? If somebody said that stuff about
you,
I'd block them.
Then you know what, Rich? Then that's who you are. I've never asked you to do that.
Okay, from now on, when someone says something negative about you, I'm going to forward it to you.
Rich.
I'm going to forward all the negativity to you like you do me.
I didn't know you didn't like it, honestly.
No,
I thought we were being funny about stuff. I thought you were...
Oh, really? When did we laugh? When did we have a laugh about it?
We were texting, so I just assumed send it to you.
Go ahead. When I get something negative about you, I'm going to screenshot it and send it to you. You're right. That's a good idea.
Okay.
That's a good idea.
I'm sorry. I didn't know that it was bothering
you.
No,
it's not bothering me. It's just
funny about it.
It's not bothering me that this fucking idiot is so delusional and so obsessed.
Yes, so then that's...
Well, because...
He's not so obsessed.
Yes, he is. Well, if he's listening and writing down what I said on Artie Lang's podcast, you know, it's pretty obsessive. It's
right.
Pretty fucking obsessive. And
block. Done.
You don't have to block him. I'm saying you make the choice.
Well,
he's going to, because he's going to...
You just said...
He's going to rebuttal to this somehow because he...
Well, you like this kind of drama.
No,
otherwise,
I don't like
you would
it.
Never speak about it on the podcast. You would just talk to me about it personally.
I said
I'm... You never did.
No, that's not true. I said I'm going to speak about it and let it go.
Because this
is the final time I speak about it.
Listen.
What? No.
If he does write you back one more time,
He's never written me.
I certainly hope it involves that he says that.
He doesn't have the courage to write me. He writes you about me.
Yeah, I mean, that's why. And it's probably, like, not who he says he is. And
he's probably...
You know.
I don't think it's somebody.
It's probably Joe List.
No, no, it's hilarious. Anyhow, so let me just clear this up, and then we'll move on and talk about Bonnie's nice trip to Los Angeles.
There's nothing to clear up.
Yes, yes.
Why would you tell? Well, I don't get why you would go, this really bothers me. Let me talk about it on a...
It doesn't bother me.
Well, then why would you choose to talk about it on a podcast?
Because it's good content. It's good content.
It's not good content. Yes. It's called drama, and that's what makes those people do that. It's the fact that you guys always talk about the trolls. You give them power.
I don't get...
The troll, we have a troll of our own to deal with.
Why is she sitting talking about
it? It's not important. If you wanted to talk about it in a way that's kind of funny and less...
Well,
less
I am. You didn't,
no,
you didn't
you're
let...
Not. You're
you didn't... No, I didn't even get started.
You're taking it very seriously.
I'm not serious. I talk
very
it to...
Very seriously.
No, I'm not.
If you want to bring it up in a way that's like, ha, ha, ha,
well,
here's
maybe
some
I was
going to
get
maybe
to that.
I'm like this, maybe
no,
I'm not.
I'm not like anything that I'm accused of.
Your character...
I don't have a character. I'm me.
Oh, okay. Then you is a dumb guy with 140 IQ.
41.
141 IQ who takes himself very seriously. Considers himself a legend among legends.
I don't consider my... Everywhere I go, people say that. If I hear it everywhere.
Right, but you don't have a whole lot of humility.
When I work on the road, Comico, I wanted to work with you. They request to work with me. I can't help it.
Do you think other comedians get that? They do.
Not like me. I mean, I'm known throughout the whole comedy community.
I don't doubt it.
Throughout the whole, from
I
black
believe that's absolutely
to
true.
Alternatives. I'm just known. I can't help it.
Okay, now, is this real or not real?
It's real. I come through. I always come through.
Okay, so you're a dumb, smart comedian who is a legend, but also won't let anyone forget that they're a legend. Like, you take...
I don't tell people that
you're
I am.
You're not very self-effacing. Let's put it that way.
I'm very
you
self...
You build yourself up a lot. In
no,
a way
I don't. No,
that people
no.
find comedic, no, even if it's just really who you are.
No, people will come up to me and go, I wanted to work, you're a legend. I go, get out of here. I'm okay. I'm very modest.
But here you are telling people that you get more accolades than other comedians.
I don't say more than others. I get a lot. I get them from every... Some other comedians might get them, not as much as me, but...
Oh, my God. It's just...
I can't help
how
it.
How this brain, it must take so much.
Do you know...
But just don't take yourself too seriously.
I don't.
You're a comedian. Have fun with it. This is...
I'm a real person. I'm a comedian on
when
stage.
When you put yourself out there in a way, you're a character. You just are. That's... listen to me.
Everybody's a character.
Okay,
Everybody. But
you are... In a lot of ways, left of center, right of center, whatever the thing is.
I'm never right of center.
Okay, not politically, but I'm just saying, you're not the same as everyone else. You
Thank
wear
you.
A lot of rings. You have a sneaker obsession. You know, you look like one of those kids' books where you can move the top and middle and bottom part of the person's body independently, so you can, like, then you have a cheetah head on a...
Really?
That's like how you
no,
are.
No, it's
yeah.
not how I
the
am.
Head,
I'm
the middle, the bottom, it's all no, different.
It's
like
not different.
You're Italian from your shoulders to your waist, and then you're a basketball player from...
Oh, why don't you say black? You're scared to say black? Yeah, you'll say Italian, but you're scared to say black.
I'm not scared to say it. I'm rethinking it, as we all
Mrs.
should.
Mrs. Little Woke Comic from L.A. I can't say black, but I can say Italian.
God. I'm never right.
Who said you're never right?
You're never right of center is what you just said, and now you're acting like you're...
I'm not acting. I'm saying if you could say one thing, you could say the other. So don't act
Whatever,
like that.
I was trying to. It's being, not just black kids that wear fucking sneakers, okay? It's mostly 62-year-old white men.
Oh, so let me just get through this and then we'll move on because Bonnie's wrong. So I was on Artie's podcast. We were talking about gambling, this and that, and I go, "Yeah, I'll play this in lottery tickets, you know." And sometimes I play $10. Sometimes if I win, the next day I might play $60 if I win the day before, whatever. I know sometimes I don't.
Are you still rebutting this guy? Then he is correct.
No, he's not correct.
Yes, the fact that you're sitting here being like,
I'm saying what he talked about.
This is a man who has.
Don't call the guy correct.
Followers, I mean, male or female, we don't know. Who has three followers? It's a shell account. It's not real. He may or may not have mental issues, or he may be pretending to be a guy who has some mental issues. Whatever the case,
anybody,
the fact that you're like sitting here going, and another thing is that you think his words have some reality, and they're influencing other people in some way.
No.
Who are you convincing?
Who are you convincing?
Nobody else has read the fucking thing. Nobody else has seen it.
Oh, what, you're the one who just said you repost them?
Well, to be funny, but who are you
reposted to?
You're talking to this guy?
Why are you yelling into the...
Because it's so fucking insane.
Forget it. I'm done. I can't talk. You can't... Anything I do, you try to break down and be like a therapist.
You didn't let me get to the point. Because you know why, Rich?
No.
There is one thing that you don't do, and it's
process other people's information.
No, you don't.
Oh, I process.
Well, the fact that, listen, you're going to go and have a 2-hour conversation about this with Bobby Kelly and
I'm not going to bring up anything with Bobby. It's dumb.
You are going to go to 87 other people.
I don't go to
anybody. I think I should. The fact that you're responding in a way that's serious after I just said, have a sense of humor about yourself. And then you're like, okay, another thing. Here's the breakdown of my gambling.
No.
That means you have you're defending something to no one. Why?
First, can I also say something? When you're on radio or podcasts, a comic, you embellish stories. You exaggerate.
A minute ago, you just said, this is me. This is exactly who I am.
When I was on O&A and I told the story about the short shorts, you don't think that was exaggerated?
I don't know those stories. I just blocked them out, to be honest with you.
That was a cocaine story. But... as an entertainer, as a comic.
What are we doing here, though, on this podcast? Are you
just
here
clearing
to entertain? Are you here to be real?
Are you here
to say the truth? What are you doing?
You do it all. It's a podcast.
So when you...
What are you leaving tomorrow?
A minute
tomorrow?
Ago said you're legitimately angry at this guy.
I didn't say legitimately. I'm saying the guy's
you
crazy.
You thought I should block him?
Well, because...
You said if...
Okay.
No, stop.
Because he's sending a negative.
Stop thinking of how you're going to defend it.
I'm not defending
it.
Just
oh, I can't.
No, I,
no,
for now.
Because
I fight with you. No, you can't agree with anything. All you do
I'm not going to agree that it's like a totally normal thing to somebody writes something about you to debate it article by article to a nothing.
Then the first one we did when I called him out, you had no problem.
So that was fine. We read the thing. You had it. You want to make this into an ongoing bit? Let's do it. But you're on the one hand saying, I'm very serious about this. And on the other hand, you're building this up as a radio bit.
Can you stop and listen?
I don't know.
Because you don't listen. You don't shut up and listen. I'm saying what people hear. I didn't say this was, I said when you do radio stuff or you do podcasts, as a comic, you embellish stories.
Are you embellishing now? I'm asking you.
No,
are you,
I'm saying what,
are you being
what people
with?
Has written
one
about,
or
what
two.
I've said.
Yes is one, two is no.
What I've said on other podcasts.
Two. Are you embellishing now?
I'm not giving facts now. I'm not giving any facts.
When you're doing this radio bit with the guy that you're defending your gambling to.
I was defending everything.
This,
he said no.
Is this one or is this two? Embellishment, yes?
No. What I'm saying now is how people. No, it's not embellished.
Have you embellished in this podcast?
No. I'm talking for real in this podcast.
Okay, so then why are you discussing about embellishment? Why is that
because
even coming
up? Because people or he or other people bring up things you've done on other shows and they think it's real. When I sit there and I was giving an example, when I sit there and talk about wearing short shorts to a drug dealer's house, it's an embellished story that we turn into a bit on Opie and Anthony. When I'm on Artie Lang's podcast and we're talking ex-drug stories or gambling, those get embellished because it's entertainment. Right now, I'm trying to explain to fucking idiots that listen.
Who's the idiot?
The guy in Chicago, whoever else. doesn't get
all of our listeners.
No, I didn't say our.
You said to idiots.
No, I said to this one person who I said this is the last time I'm gonna talk about this.
Yeah, but then you brought it up again.
No, this time the last podcast. This is it. I'm done with it. He's just a stalker. He's crazy.
Why?
And if he's that obsessed with me, you know, he's never once.
Who fucking cares?
Good, you just.
Who cares, Rich? Who just?
If somebody, when you get somebody like that, you tell me and talk about it all the time. So
I've never had anyone like that. And
yes,
I
you do. You go, oh, this person wrote this on Twitter and this and that, and you come up to me.
Okay. Yes, I do, and yes. I have, and any interaction that I have that's uncomfortable to me throughout the day, I probably bring to you as a something this happened yes. or whatever. That I'm sorry if you have to sit there.
No, I'm not saying then you. I'm sorry. However, you're just saying you're doing exactly.
No, I'm saying you're doing it in a way on the podcast where you are saying, and number one, number two, you've decided, you said to yourself, this is important enough
you
to take up time on the podcast.
No, you know what? You're too. You can't see things through. Have your own opinion.
Okay,
you're closed
fine.
Mind.
Do the podcast we want. Go ahead.
I'm done. I'm done with this.
I don't know what you want to do. You want?
I said I just wanted to get over
it's
this.
The craziest
no,
thing
it
to
would,
me.
It would have been done 5 minutes.
You would be like somebody who has 3 followers. You're like, I need to take a. This is
no,
the
I'm
second time we've
out.
Or the third time we've talked
second.
About this on
you
the podcast.
You know, it's not the third.
It may be the third.
No, it's not the third.
I believe I read one another time months earlier.
Oh, so you keep engaging.
I don't respond to the guy. But
oh, yes, you have.
I've never responded to him.
But you keep reading it and sending them to me. You don't think it's going to stir up any anger?
Like,
you don't think when you send me a negative tweet that's three paragraphs, it's not going to... If I sent that
earlier,
to you...
As I said earlier... I didn't know until this podcast.
No, you knew the last podcast I was pissed off. You
I didn't know that was that. I honestly
oh, stop
didn't.
It. You're not blind. The last one I was pissed off. And then you sent me the next thing he says.
I honestly was not. I thought we were that we both agreed this guy's nuts and they're funny. That's,
I never said. Did you ever
and also,
once?
You sent me,
no, I never
you
said
sent
it was funny.
You've sent me stuff about the podcast that's negative about
No, I never have sent you anything that people say that's negative. I block them right away. If someone says something negative about you, I block them. But now
good,
I'm going to screenshot
them. Don't block them. I don't care. Honestly, I do.
Well, that's the difference. I don't let people talk about you like that. You don't care. So for now on, I'm going to screenshot them and send them to you.
Yeah, send them to me. And then I will spend... 2 or 3 weeks analyzing. You'll
go in your head to me. You'll go, I can't believe that person said that. What do you mean this or
I've
that?
I've never, listen to me
oh,
right
stop.
Now. You've never, ever heard me talk about a troll that I've gotten on Twitter. Never.
That's not true.
If it's somebody I know, maybe that said something, sure. No, you've
that's
never.
That's not true. You get not. So upset when someone sends you something negative.
I honestly don't know where that's coming from.
Okay.
That's absolutely 100%.
All right, then.
Not true.
Okay. Then we'll see.
Okay. If I do it, then you go, see, now you're doing it. I'll go, oh, I didn't realize this is what you meant.
Okay.
Because I honestly
well,
don't
then,
talk
yeah.
about them, don't care about them, don't deal with them.
I don't care about the person. I'm just saying how people are delusional, how people take things you do on radio or podcast 100% seriously.
Something shitty about myself. I think they're kind of right. Occasionally,
good.
I do.
Well, that's
I go,
you.
Maybe that guy has a point.
Oh, well, good. You're going to let strangers analyze you.
No, but I do think that there's always room for improvement. If somebody says, hey, you know,
and yeah,
you
really?
Never cave in. You always, I say, oh, maybe that's true. Let me look at that.
No,
it's
you don't. You always,
living our podcast.
First of all, the times you always go, you know what's so funny about you go, yeah, maybe I'll look at that, but you don't. You say it, you go, maybe.
I do.
You don't look at it. No, you do. You make the same mistakes. You do the same things over and over. You don't look at it. And you're you. Yeah, that's I accepted you for who you are. I mean, you are a lot different than when I met you, but I've accepted you. That's who you are. But don't go, I'll look at it, because you don't. You don't. You don't change. You don't look at it. You don't.
What?
It's easy
like,
to go.
One thing.
It's so easy to go.
Name one thing.
Name
one thing.
I can name
one
no,
thing.
I'm not going to name them.
I would love for you to name
why
one
are you going to look at it?
I'm just saying, what's one thing that I said I'd look at? You say I never give into an argument. I started giving into arguments.
You're crazy. You're fucking crazy.
You don't notice it because you just think you won.
No.
It's like when you let a spider go, it thinks it got away. You're the one giving it.
I always let spiders go and stuff. You can't kill a spider. You don't know if that's God.
Whatever. Do you honestly think, though, that this, what you're saying now, is beneficial to the discussion that we were having?
About what? Letting spiders go?
Or did you say the only thing you could think of about spiders?
No, I do that with the only bug.
I said something about spiders only as an analogy, and you were like, I always take spiders out.
Yeah, because
I'm a good person.
The only one bug I kill is the one with all those legs, the little water bugs. They got to go. But the rest, I save their lives. Ants, whatever. There's no reason to kill them.
We kill mice. I feel bad about that.
I don't feel bad about that. Well, I think we're done with all the mice. I think we got them all. All three of them.
One.
The exterminator came and said he doesn't see anything. He says they haven't been, I guess. Oh! I wasn't scared. I was just playing along.
There's something.
Anyhow, before we move on, a guy from Chicago, go fuck yourself. You don't know me. We're done with you.
How do you even know where he's from? Because it says Ohio?
Oh, Ohio, not Chicago. Ohio. Wherever. Then he says, I have an 18-month shelf life. Is that my career or my life? And let me explain something.
Why are you giving him weight?
Let me explain something to him. Listen to me.
I totally don't understand it.
I don't know what you do. I don't even know if you work. I don't know if you...
God.
But I guarantee in what you do compared to what I do, you have not even come close to have accomplished what I have in my business.
I just figured out what it is.
Oh, here we go. Hold on now.
Yes,
we're going to hear from Dr. Bonnie.
Yes.
She's looking at things.
Now, answer this, yes or no. Do you ever remember your dad giving you a hug?
Yes.
Your dad did give you hugs?
I don't know. I don't remember.
I feel like that's what's happening here.
Oh,
so every man that comes at you, you're just...
Oh, if it was
like
a woman, if it was a lady, I would go after her too.
That's true, unfortunately.
they think they know you. They don't know. They don't know the stuff you do.
No, I don't even know you. Guys, trolls, coming down.
Am I kind?
I don't even know.
Do I honestly do kind things? Deep down, am I a kind person?
You're a kind person with a horrific attitude.
Okay, yes.
A terrible, it's so not worth it.
I feel bad. I talked to this girl this week. She was calling me about a gig. And
please don't bring this.
No, I wasn't mean. I wasn't mean to her.
Why? This is the thing. He called me. He said,
"Oh, here we go. Let's be negative towards."
No. But Rich, why? I wasn't mean to her. You kept saying it over and over. And it's like, well, then I guess you were mean to her.
No, in the past I have been, but not this time.
And then you said I wasn't mean to her. I wasn't mean to her. That's how you were doing
it. Because you couldn't hear me.
Well, then what is it that you were trying to say to me?
I have been semi-mean in the past. In the past, like, I was doing a gig in Harrisburg, and this person said, I will do your social media. Well, she did a good job and said, just give me guest spots. And I said, yeah, wherever I can, I will. No problem. And I give comics guest spots anyhow, wherever I go. So, new comics. And, of course, if a headliner walked in.
Let's go through all the different variations of guest spots that you do. It's totally relevant to this story.
So, I was working in Harrisburg.
It's unfucking believable. Yeah,
no, I like giving guest spots. I like helping out the new comics.
No, if a more accomplished comedian comes in, I immediately put them on stage.
A headliner. You always ask a headliner.
I put you up. Unless, of course, they just started headlining. If they just started headlining, I treat it more like a guest spot for a newer person. And then if I have time, I will ask them. But
I always give guest spots.
Listen, you can see the hierarchy of guest spots on Rich's
So I was working in Harrisburg and she called me, goes, can I do a guest spot out there? I go, it's not worth it. The people that book Harrisburg are down south. They won't see you. It's not worth it for you to drive all the way there from Jersey. She goes, no. I go, look, I'm telling you, it's not worth it. Quit picking your fingernails during the podcast and putting them on the table. Get that off the table now.
Just,
I'll pick my nose and wipe
it. Gel. It's just.
I don't
gel.
Care. I don't want to see you picking.
Okay, God.
It's so gross. If I was doing it, you'd have a heart attack.
Picking gel off your nails?
Picking anything off of my body. This is a
it's
you
gel
don't
nail polish and it's just like peels right off.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, we'll do it up in your room or in a bathroom where
yes,
most
okay,
people.
Can we be done? How
no.
much time are we done?
Can I finish?
Oh.
So this person, I said, it's crazy for you to drive out there. You're going to get nothing out of it. Just to do 7 minutes, drive 3 hours for her. She did it. And I was kind of upset. I wasn't mean to her. I just wasn't nice to her. I just didn't spend time, you know. Also, too, I had my own shit to worry about. So I'm not mean. I thought it was dumb. And
she didn't listen to you.
She didn't listen to a good piece of advice. I go,
right.
You're driving there for nothing. It gets you, because I know you're driving there for nothing. I'm trying to save you 6 hours of your day or 7 hours, whatever. And
but she didn't want to, so who cares?
Well, she came and I got her on and she did a guest spot. And then she called me this week about a gig. This is what happened. She goes, can you do this show? How much? And then she says, don't kill me on price. I always take care of you. I go, what do you mean always? I go, this is what the mean part was, I think. I go, well, I've done a couple gigs for you. If you've given me 30 gigs, then you've always taken care of me. But here's the price. And we settled on a price. And I just said, and so I guess it wasn't me. And she goes, I'll let you know by 1 o'clock. And she had the club owner on the phone too. It was like speaker. She goes, I'll let you know by 1 o'clock tomorrow. I go, at 1:01, it goes up $25 as a joke. And they laughed. So, and then she emailed me and said, or texted me and said, you could do, yeah, we're going to do it. You know, the owner wants to do it. I said, you just cannot by any circumstance advertise me till after this date, because I'm working in that area and I have a 90-day clause. I said, right after this date, you can start advertising. No way. I go, no social media. No, you can't put posters up, nothing. Mm-hmm. And she goes, yeah, no problem. And they agreed. And that was it. And then the other night she passed away. So am I still doing the gig? I don't know. No, she passed. I don't know how. And I kind of feel
you're
bad.
You're a sociopath now.
No, why?
No,
that was a joke. It's kind of sad because you're talking to somebody on the phone one day and the next day they're dead. Thank God I didn't say anything mean. Thank God. Can you imagine living with that? Like you say something mean and then they die?
Don't worry about yourself. She doesn't give a shit about you.
She's dead.
I know, but like...
Yeah, but you don't want to say something mean and then the person dies.
To your daughter.
Yeah, but to anybody, the last thing you want to say to somebody, you want it to be nice.
I'm saying it's like, it's a little narcissistic.
It's not narcissistic. If you had a fight with somebody.
You go, how would you ever live with yourself? I think you'd be fine in a couple of days.
No, if you had a fight with a friend, I mean, she wasn't a friend, I knew her. If you had a fight with a friend and then they passed away, you'd feel horrible.
God, thank you. Where is she? Like, if enemy is one and friend is 10.
Yeah.
I mean, it's always funny to me when people are like, well, she's not a friend, like an acquaintance. Like,
a friend you hang out with, you call, you talk to. You don't know the difference? Oh, God. So Bonnie just got back from L.A. She wrote on the Independent Spirit Awards. Can you quit picking your fucking nails? It's grossing me out.
Okay, calm down.
Why don't you work on it? I already asked you not to and you kept doing it. Is that one of the things you're working on?
I'll take a look at it.
So Bonnie wrote on the Independent Spirit. She started at home, worked a week from home, nonstop, was sending more jokes than everybody put together, she told me.
Oh.
Then all the other writers put together, Bonnie sent more jokes.
Incorrect.
Don't be so modest. So, and then you went out for a week. How did it go? Name some of the things that happened, some of the things you did. How was the writing rooms? Who'd you work with? Go.
Yeah, it was fun. Aubrey Plaza was the host. There was a good group of writers. Very loose. The head writer was... you know, not like a, what do you call it? Slave driver. So it was, I wonder if you're allowed to say that anymore.
Driver?
Slave. Driver. So, yeah, it was, but it was hard because these jobs, they get, everybody overthinks everything. So then they feel like they overproduce everything every night or whatever.
They add too much shit. You know why it is? Because they're second guessing themselves all the time.
It's like, at some point you're suspending an hour trying to decide if you should say, are we honoring these movies? Are we recognizing these movies? You're like,
you know what's great about Chris? When you write with him, he goes, yes or no. No. He'll go, right. No. Nah. He'll go, I'll look at you. But he's not mean when he says no. Right. He goes, nah. But you know what I mean? He goes, oh. But if he likes something, he goes, yeah. You know, his eyes light up.
Right.
There's no second guessing with him. It's either, you know what I mean? Which is good. And I bet you with the host who hosted your thing, there was no second guessing. It's the second guessing before they get to the host. All the people along the chain.
Aubrey was involved right from... She was
totally second guessing heavily. Or did she go, I like this or I like that? I don't like that.
It was hard because we had a couple of things where we were going to do these different, like she was going to do a different song at the beginning and stuff. And then we couldn't get the rights. So we had to like sort of scramble at the last minute of what was going to be. We never really knew what was going to be a bit or how much monologue jokes we'd actually have to fill. So it did get a little crunchy.
Well, you had enough jokes, so...
Yeah, but I wasn't the one in charge, so I wasn't...
Wouldn't they make a decision? Okay, this is how we're going to go. Let's go to what we have, and let's piece it together.
Yes, you're always second-guessing the people in charge when you're, you know, not. So, yeah.
Well, the people in charge are always second-guessing themselves, too.
Right, so... But I'm just saying, like, you think, if I was me, I'd be like that. But.
Well, I mean, if you have hundreds and hundreds of jokes... And you're only using like 6 or 7. You could stop writing the joke. This is my opinion, and then work on piecing how it's going to work.
Well, of course, that is. But what happens is that there's a lot of people in the room who are actually very smart.
Yeah, they've done it
a lot of times, and they have egos, you know, and they want their fingerprints on it. So every time somebody new and good comes into the room, they sort of like take over. And everybody kind of wants a little bit to be the boss or to be the one that Aubrey's like, you're the reason this is good.
No, the head writer, I mean,
so
it's,
I'm just
a,
saying,
it's a
listen,
whole
so
team
saying,
effort.
Like, then
all-
somebody comes in and is like, well, I don't know if I like that joke. Then we have to rediscuss. And then suddenly we're rewriting the whole opening or whatever.
So why doesn't
it is.
The head writer take over and go, this is how it's going to go? When
I don't know because he,
room,
what, he that he had a lot of, stop. I guess, other things to deal with. I don't know. I liked all the writers. And I got along with everybody really well. So there's no complaints, truly, except that when you do a gig like that, it is kind of grueling. And you write a lot of jokes that don't get used. It just is the nature of the beast. But
yeah, that's a lot. But
which is fine. I didn't mind. I like writing jokes. So it didn't. I was getting paid well to write jokes. I was like, okay. You know, I'm just sitting at my fucking kitchen table for the
can
most
you
part.
Stop picking your
I'm
nails?
Just,
I'm asking
like a,
you.
I know, but it's
for the
10th
time to stop.
I know, but you ever have like a thing?
No, yes. It's sitting next to me.
So anyway, I enjoyed it. It was fun. And when we were at the show, I saw a lot of very famous people. Talked to De Niro a little bit. Just hanging out with Jim Gaffigan a little. And he introduced me to Elizabeth Moss, which was pretty cool. Nick Cage.
You talk to him?
Not really. I
stop
mean,
it.
Well, I just went like this. I'm not allowed to do that.
You don't touch one finger to another finger.
Jeez.
You talk to it's Nicolas Cage. Don't go Nick Cage like your friends. Like, yeah, I mean, Nick.
One of the other writers asked him for a picture. I was like, ooh, cringe.
Did he?
No.
He said no?
He said, I'll do it later. But he was just trying to get away.
Oh, why do these people want pictures? They do it all the time. I did it once and it was uncomfortable.
I did it once
to Don Cheadle.
He was there.
And he came up to me. He was so nice. We're at the golf course.
I know. And then all of a sudden their whole thing
I know,
changes.
He came,
they're
he,
like,
He came up to me and goes, oh, you're doing, it's when I was doing last com. He goes, yeah, my friend Chuck is the director. I like watching you guys and stuff. just as, and I go, and I've told this, I go, thanks. Can we take a picture? And his eyes drop. I went from peer to fan,
you know? Yeah.
And we're at the golf course. He just finished playing. He doesn't want to take
it.
And
well, the other writer goes, we're sitting there because, what's his name? Who did I just say? Robert De Niro. He wasn't announced as one of the presenters. He was like a surprise. So he was just sitting in the you know, green room slash makeup place, whatever. And, hey, calm down. And the other writer, I heard her going to him like, when you were doing, she goes, was doing
Midnight Run
as fun as it looked to make it?
That's 400 years ago.
First of all, I was like, what? Is he doing an interview now? Like, now he's got to do informal interviews with people? Like, I mean, it was just funny. He was really nice. He totally answered her. And,
but
she's really nice, too.
But sometimes you don't know what to say. Like, when I was, like, I told the story when I was backstage at the Oscars and I saw Dustin Hoffman talking to Barbara Streisand. And I cut in between him with my back to Barbara Streisand.
Oh, my God.
And I go to Dustin Hoffman. I go, I also played Lenny. Like on that TV, I compared my dumb fucking four lines to his Oscar nominee before. So sometimes you don't know what to say in the last second, you know, you kind of, and you know, I mean, all you do kind of know is what their body of work, like this crazy guy in Ohio or Chicago, wherever the fuck, I don't even remember. He only knows my body of work.
Is he totally out of your head now?
No, I'm just...
I don't even remember. Is it Ohio?
Where is he? Ohio? Is it Ohio?
I don't even... I don't pay attention to these things. You know,
it's
I don't,
Ohio.
People say stuff to me. I don't even know.
I don't remember. And they know my body of work. But then... But that's not true, too, because we've done really in-depth...
What if you find
in-depth
out it's me?
...interviews. It probably is.
I just thought... It might be me.
You can't write to yourself on Instagram, can you?
Hey, dopey do. You really?
Dopey do?
You can't make another account?
Oh, yeah, you could do that.
Oh, and then they somehow know? No. This person has two accounts.
All right, I'm going to wrap this up and go buy a blanket.
Terrific.
Any gigs coming up? West Side Comedy Club? Oh, you did that one.
I did that. That was great.
Yeah, I heard you. I saw a nice picture of you and all the open micers.
Uh-huh.
Your crew.
Yeah.
What, anything else? You're going on that cruise, Impractical Joker cruise.
Oh, yeah. I leave at 4:30 a.m.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
When do you leave?
Go pack.
Where are you going to park? At that place we park?
I say, this is... Let's do another 10 minutes on parking before we go. What do you say?
Huh?
Then when somebody writes about they don't like the parking, you can then... We'll have a rebuttal for, and I like to talk about parking. I think it's important. If you're going to the airport.
I found a better parking place. They valet your car. Wow. You pull up. It's right around the corner from me.
I don't feel like learning something new.
No. No. Take a look at that.
I'm just going to do Jiffy.
Take a good look at that.
I can just do Jiffy on my computer.
Oh, why don't you tell them where you're putting your car?
Hey, guys, I'm putting my car at Jiffy. The license plate, it's a Kia. The license plate.
You wouldn't know the license plate.
488.
You don't even know the first letter. No one does.
N.
N for nothing. Let's see if ask Raina real quick before we leave. What she what Raina? What are you expecting to do on this? What are you expecting to do on this cruise? Like, what are you looking forward to, or what do you expect out of it?
I don't answer stupid questions.
It's not a stupid question.
Should I curl?
She bombed on stage last night. I didn't bomb. She didn't have anything.
Oh my god!
What
stage, Dad? Relax.
No, but
I only came for the money.
Yeah, but she didn't do. She like. This was her answers.
Listen. If he's going to pay you to get up there, you better do something.
Should I straighten or curl my hair?
Straighten.
Really?
Yeah, because then it'll last overnight.
What is the main thing you want to do on this boat? It's not a stupid question.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Wait, hold on.
Great for hanging in there.
Next Friday, Valentine's Day.
Please don't write long messages wrong with Rich on my Instagram, or I'll have to block you. I'll have to block you.
Fucking,
it's probably Raina. Raina, are you Is your, do you have an Instagram account that's something
I
from Ohio?
Listen, I want, I'm going to go play, fuck, I'm going to get lottery tickets right now. I won the other day. I'm going to go get lottery tickets. And you
listen,
know what I'm going to do
when thing about lottery. If I win, I play. Here's how I break it down.
You know what I'm going to do this week when you're gone?
What?
One night I might go out to the casino in Pennsylvania.
Oh, lose all the money that you can. Who cares?
That I can?
Yes.
Well, I got a rebate check coming from my health insurance since we have new health insurance.
Fantastic. Look at that. You won the lottery right there. Bye.
All right. I don't know
I
what
hope
gigs are.
Not as annoying to you as he is to me. But
I can't wait till Bonnie leaves again.
Please write long messages about what's wrong with me on Rich's.
Yeah.
So he can feel.
No, they do, and I.
Oh, do they?
And I delete them.
What do they say?
Oh, I don't remember because I delete them.
They were so long ago. They're so infrequent.
No, they're not. I get them all the time. How bitchy and close-minded and yap, and I just block them.
It doesn't bother you because listen, I do think I'm bitchy on this podcast, number one. Number two,
talentless.
Close-minded, who cares?
You do. If you got those, you'd lose your mind.
No, Rich, you've never seen me lose my mind over people I don't know.
Well,
think about it. It's never happened.
I'm glad to have you back home. So, goodbye. RichVoss.com, CreepsWithKidsTour.com. We got tour dates coming up. Last night was Richfield Playhouse. I want to thank everybody for coming out. It was a great show. Friday was great. Saturday, Colin Quinn filled in for Florentine. It was great. Great audiences, great theater. CreepsWithKids.com. CreepsWithKids.com. See our upcoming tour dates. I got Bananas Comedy Club coming up in 2 weeks in New Jersey. Thank you for listening. I'm done with you, Ohio. Go fuck yourself. You don't know me. Good night.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.